Go to John's Gospel now in John chapter 4, and we'll be reading verses 31 through 54, the last half of John chapter 4, verses 31 through 54. And you remember where we were, Jesus going to Galilee, but he went through Samaria, which is unheard of by most Jews. And then meeting the woman at the well on purpose, of course. And that's where we left off. So John chapter 4, verse 31, these are God's words. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, saying, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you do not know about." So the disciples were saying to one another, "No one brought him anything to eat, did he?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. Do you not say, 'There are yet 4 months and then comes the harvest'? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, that they are white for harvest. Already he who reaps is receiving wages and is gathering fruit for life eternal, so that he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this case the saying is true, 'One sows and another reaps.' I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into that labor." From that city, many of the Samaritans believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified, "He told me all the things that I have done." So when the Samaritans came to Jesus, they were asking him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more believed because of his word, and they were saying to the woman, "It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves and know that this one is indeed the Savior of the world." After the 2 days, he went forth from there into Galilee, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his own country. So when he came to Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did in Jerusalem at the feast, for they themselves also went to the feast. Therefore he came again to Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water wine, and there was a royal official whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to him and was imploring him to come down and heal his sons, for he was at the point of death. So Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you simply will not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "Go, your son lives." The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and started off. And he was now going down. His slaves met him, saying that his son was living. So he inquired of them the hour when he began to get better. And they said to him, "Yesterday at the 7th hour the fever left him." So the father knew that it was at that hour in which Jesus said to him, "Your son lives." And he himself believed in his whole household. This is again a second sign that Jesus performed when he had come out of Judea into Galilee. And those are God's words. So while Jesus had finished speaking to the woman at the well, she had gone into the city, remember, asking the men of the city if she had spoken with the Christ. And while that was happening, Christ was speaking to his disciples about food. That is, he was speaking to them about obeying the Father, doing his will. And Jesus then encourages them to do the work of the Father. That is the work, verse 35, do the work of evangelism. For the fields, he says, are white for harvest, even in this land of Samaria. And so then put into the work, he says to his disciples, and he's saying to us today, to sow seeds with the promise that you will reap many blessings. The woman at the well was testifying of Christ's words. Many were believing, and yet they came to Christ and heard him speak, and were then believing Christ because of Christ's words, and showing disciples exactly what he meant in verse 35. Where the fields are white for harvest. All these people, even the Samaritans, were believing. And so after that, Jesus made his way to Galilee, in which the people were receiving where they had received him before, and there he performed a miracle of healing the royal official's son. But here Jesus begins rebuking the people. He rebukes the people with the common theme in John's gospel that many believed in Christ because of the miracles he did. And he's rebuking them that that shouldn't be. It shouldn't be that way. But they should believe because of the Word of God, because of the Word that comes forth from His mouth and from His Scriptures. That's why people should believe, not because of miracles. And yet He shows mercy here, healing the boy, even while not being in the boy's presence, being what it seems like is a day's journey away. And Jesus' Word, saying to the royal official that his son had been healed, was believed by the man. Verse 50. It was believed by the man what Jesus said with his words. He believed the word of Jesus. Beloved, let us be those who trust and believe the words of Jesus Christ. And be not such a people who must see a sign or to test God in any way. That we must see a sign in order to believe. Let us also be encouraged to be evangelizing to those people who we may not think, who we may think don't deserve to be witnessed to, like the Samaritans. The Jews didn't think they deserved to be witnessed to. The disciples probably didn't until Jesus did it himself. Or who, even those who we don't think will believe, we should still believe or should still witness to them, because Jesus gives us the promise: the fields are white for harvest. So here we ought to be encouraged to believe the words of Jesus as the royal official did. He didn't need to see the sign. He knew because Jesus said it that his son was healed. And so let us have that faith of the royal official, trusting the word that Jesus speaks, and also evangelizing boldly for the gospel to all people that we come in contact with. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we are thankful once again that you speak to us, that you give us your word. You have not left us without your word, but you've revealed it to us all the time, every Lord's Day, and hopefully even outside of the Lord's Day, when we read it ourselves or we speak to one another the words of God and we hear it from others. Now, Father, we thank you that you have given us your Spirit, and you, for many of us, Lord willing, all of us, you have given us faith in what we have heard. We pray that we would believe, just like a child believes when we say that something is so, and they believe it without questioning. Father, we pray that we would be like that little child who believes, that we would be like this royal official who believed that his son was healed because Jesus said it was. Father, we do thank you for the power, the divine power we see in this passage of Christ healing the boy, speaking the word, and so he was healed, not having to be in his presence, not having to touch him in any way or give him medicine. We're thankful that you're the God who heals our bodies and that you will heal us at the right time. We are thankful, as we've studied in Sabbath school, for sickness and issues to do that we struggle with in our bodies, because it points us back to our need of you and of your healing, and that we need to be yours, that we need Christ. And so, Father, we ask that you would help us in that regard, that you would give us patience, even teaching us and putting us in the school of patience, so that we will be ready for those times when we are struggling in our health, to trust that this is all part of your providence and good pleasure for us, that is for our blessing. Father, we are all thankful for the grandchild of Dave and Patty, who was born, as we prayed this morning, that she was born safely, and the mother and child are doing well. And we're thankful for that, even though born about a month prematurely. We're thankful for you who answer our prayers, and thankful that you have done so with great mercy towards us. And yet, Father, we pray that you would answer the rest of our prayers that we prayed this morning as well, that you would bring about faith in that child, and many others, all of our children, that the even with those who are of your covenant people, you would bring about a great harvest, even from our children who have gone off and who have said they don't believe in God, and who think that God is a lie, and they have played the fool, saying there is no God. Father, many of them, we pray that you would, for all of them, if it be your will, bring them unto salvation by your Spirit, even now, to show your great and awesome mercy, your covenant loving kindness to your people. And Father, we do thank you that you have given us the gospel that may be believed by not only Jews, but Gentiles too, of which we are of. And we're thankful that for many of us you have saved us and brought us out of darkness into your marvelous light because someone witnessed the truth to us. And we're thankful for you and the instruments you have put on this earth of which now we are. And so we pray that you would enable us to overcome our fears, our hesitancy, those things that would keep us from witnessing. We pray that we would be bold and are testifying the truth of the gospel before a wicked world, which is condemned and will be judged forever if they do not turn to you and believe unto salvation. We pray that you would bring this about and bring about a great harvest in our midst. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.